This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. On this Earth Day, the Biden administration announced it's awarding $7 billion in federal grants for residential solar projects. The money from the Inflation Reduction Act is meant to help more than 900,000 low-income and disadvantaged households benefit from solar energy through lower electric bills and to make a decades-old technology more widespread. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks at the past, present, and future of solar.
The first practical use of solar cells was during the space race in the 1950s. John Perlin, author of the book Let It Shine, The 6,000-Year Story of Solar Energy, says the cells became widespread in powering satellites, but not in homes.
The government at the time was promoting nuclear power as the panacea for future energy needs, and solar was put on the back burner for a very long time.
Now it's on the front burner, but as of 2020, only 4% of single-family homes in the U.S. had solar panels installed. Donnell Baird, CEO of the clean energy company Block Power, says cost is a big reason. He estimates installation can run between $5,000 and $25,000, which can include updating your house.
Do you need a new roof? Because you don't want to put new solar panels on an old roof.
He says solar panels have had their early adopters.
But then there's this like valley of death before you get to the mass market. And that's kind of where we are.
Baird says solar is on the way out of that valley, but there are still challenges, even with a big investment like the one announced today. One is technical know-how.
We are missing a generation of skilled construction workers in America and in Europe.
Another issue is trust, especially in low-income neighborhoods, says Anya Schulman, who leads the nonprofit Solar United Neighbors. She also advised some of the Biden administration's solar grantees on their applications.
You're working in communities who've been ripped off for years. Most people are inclined not to believe, you know, hey, I have a free solar system and you can save money for the next 25 years.
She says building that kind of trust takes time. And a lot of people want to know someone who's gotten solar panels before they get them too. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.